Did anything about the whole pregame, what has now become a ritual, did anything feel different about it today?
I just felt like everybody knew that as a league, unfortunately, we were kind of getting called out on what we can and can't do. You know, like I said, there are guys that are trying to bring important issues, and it's not, people try to simplify it to police brutality. I mean, there's a lot of legislative things that need to get done in this country, and, you know, the system needs to be improved. And if you look at things like what Malcolm's doing, or we went and listened, met with a police commissioner, go down and go to a bail hearing, you know, meet with public defenders, like all those, it's not just one thing, and guys are just trying to get active in their communities, and that's a shame that you're supposed to get fired for doing that.
I know this has been a discussion point for months now, but opening weekend, home opener here, I mean, is it weird that this is such a national focus for football players here on a Sunday?
It is what it is. I think once the anthem's over, it's football, you know, so it's not like guys are out there like protesting during the game. So, you know, I keep hearing keep politics out of sport. I think some of the things that guys are fighting for are more equality type things, and I don't think that's political, you know what I mean? So once the game starts, fans don't have to look at that stuff. I mean, you know, just don't turn on the national anthem if you don't like it. And we're still playing hard. I mean, look at how awesome that football game was. Quality of play didn't suffer. You know, we got through the anthem, and it was a great game.
What was Jeff Lurie's input this morning? I know he talked with Doug about what to do, and what did it mean that he was out there with you guys?
Well, he's a supportive owner. He took some lumps on the internet, and I think that was unfounded. You know, he's a guy that before that footage was released, was down there with us, you know, meeting with community leaders, grassroots organizations, meeting with the police commissioner, you know, trying to ask questions, trying to understand what, you know, Malcolm or certain guys are protesting, and really is an open-minded guy. So I think he's a great owner.